Hey, and welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we've already answered a lot of questions. And Joe, if you'll remember, a couple weeks ago, I was telling you about the garage that we, as part of our new season of Today's Homeowner Television Show, how we converted this thing into a real kind of a teen hangout and still wanted to maintain the area as a place that cars could park in the event of, you know, we need to move some furniture. Furniture around, move the cars in, or for resale, being able to use it later. I was telling you about the Deitch coating that we used on that, and man, I mean, it was just a kind of a dirty, gritty old floor. Cleaning it, putting two coats of the Deitch roller rock on it, and man, it really turned out look nice. So many people are doing that these days.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot easier than the old epoxy paint, which is your only other option. Which, if you ever dealt with a two-part epoxy, there's a lot that can go wrong.
And
if you mix it a little too hot, meaning that it cures too quickly,
you're in trouble there.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You get your squeegees glued in there, and you have a squeegee sticking out of your garage floor. So,
this
sounds like a much better, easier to install system.
Well, someone that drops by the Today's Homeowner Radio Show from time to time is actually the founder and president of Deitch Coatings, Peter Deitch. And Peter, welcome back to the show.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
Hey, Peter, we're doing great. We really enjoyed using that the coating, but we want to talk a little bit about the spread rock because we get so many calls about people that are frustrated with the look or condition of their concrete and different surfaces and everything. The issues with like a concrete set of stairs. Well, first of all, it doesn't look good, and it's so bad about when it's at least a bit damp, that it can be such a slip and fall scenario there. Tell our listeners about how cool spread rock is and how it can be a solution to a lot of these problems.
Okay, well, spread rock is a pre-mixed stone coating, and it's really a finely pebbled stone resurfacing material that you put right over top of your existing concrete. So you can use it anywhere from a patio and a pool deck to a garage floor, a porch and steps, as you say. Even in your home, you can do it on the floor. You can do it up a wall. You can do your foundation wall, an accent wall in your home. You can even use it on anything that you want to dress up, including statuary or columns or pillars or anything. And the whole idea is that you're not painting this on, you're not using a roller, you're spreading it on. So if you're a contractor and you're happy using a trowel, go crazy, use a pool trowel, you put this on, put it on nice and thin. Or if you're like me and like most DIY folks, you can use a squeegee trowel. So you can stand up and just spread this stuff on. It's very, very fast. Totally covers the surface, fills little divots, little pits, and little holes in the surface while you're doing it. And you are literally resurfacing that surface with stone. And you see the decorative effect as soon as you do it. There's no creativity involved whatsoever.
And Peter, you were mentioning the different surfaces. I went on your website to check out spread rock because I wasn't that familiar with it. And I saw that you could also put it over existing concrete pavers, which I thought was I don't think I've ever seen anything you could go over pavers with. So how does that work exactly? Because those usually have pretty wide spaces between the paving stones, right?
Yep. And, obviously when the paving stones are moving, that's fine. So you're not covering over the cracks. You're going to make sure that you would use a little tool of some kind to not cover over those cracks between the stones, because you want those to be able to move freely without any cracking down the road. Sure. But basically, you just simply spread everything on, and you want to put it down at a thin coat. So roughly about the thickness of the stones that are in the mix, and it dries pretty fast outside, half an hour to an hour it's dry. Once it can take your foot traffic, it'll support your weight, you would go and put on a second thin coat. But the beauty of using the stand-up squeegee trowel is it's almost like raking leaves. It's so fast. And you just literally are resurfacing your concrete. So any old eyesores that are there, any stains, any pits that you want to cover up, little flaws in your concrete that may have been there from day one, those are all immediately gone.
So it must be pretty thick if you can apply it to vertical surfaces.
It's great stuff. I mean, when you put it on, it's a very finely pebbled, nice, uniform stone mix. Right. And it has immediate pop. It looks just like a speckled granite finish, and that's exactly what it is. It's all little stones, little pebbles.
Well, Peter, right now, people all over the country that's listening to today's Homeowner Radio are very intrigued by this. They want to see something, dig into it a little bit more. What's the best way, what's the best website for them to go to right now? And can you buy the material on that website?
Yes, you can go to DeitchCoatings.com, and all the info is there. But you can also go to TheHomeDepot.com, and it's available through the Home Depot as well. And, you'll find that unlike any kind of roll-on paint or coating of any kind out there, this is truly, truly unique and very, very easy to use. And this stuff will last you a long, long time. Some of the oldest installations with another version that have been out are over 25 years down. So as long as you clean that surface before you apply, you will not recognize that concrete that was there before. It will be gone. And it will be covered with a beautiful stone look.
There you go. I know we've inspired a lot of people on that. Certainly always great to have you on, Peter. We appreciate that. And that's DeitchCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H. We had a lot of emails and a lot of calls about that. Peter, take care, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Gentlemen, take care. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's really, I mean, of course, the passion a gentleman has with being the founder and the president of the company, but it really works. I mean, we were very impressed. Yeah. I'm about to use it on a three-car garage that I'm building, and so I'll give you some feedback on that and show you some things on Facebook there.